Okay, we continue the mitzvahs related to Yovel. Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Lamed Aleph, mitzvah 331. As we continue, I mentioned yesterday that there are six mitzvahs of Yovel. That's in a row. There are more mitzvahs of Yovel, but first we have the six that are in a row related to Yovel. Says the Torah, yesterday we discussed the mitzvah of counting up to the years of Yovel. The Safarta Lacha Sheva Shapso Shanim, we discussed the verbose Lashon of the Pasuk and the words of the Gra. Next, we have the next Pasuk, Pasuk Tes, Vaha'avarta Shofar Trua Bachodesh HaShvi'i. Literally, you shall have a shofar pass through your nation on in the set Bachodesh HaShvi'i in the seventh month, and Tishrei Be'asar Lachodesh on Yom Kippur. B'yom HaKippurim Ta'aviru Shofar B'chol Ha'atzachem. On Yom Kippur, you shall have the shofar pass through, which is L'chor, what else do you do with the shofar? We assume Ta'aviru means to blow the shofar. And then V'kidashim Mishnas HaChamishim, you shall sanctify the 50th year. That the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. Today we will focus on Pasuk Tes, the mitzvah of shofar. There's a number of points that we didn't get to discuss yesterday, and that is in Yovel in general. We might get to some of them today, we might get to some of them in the coming days, as we have a number of mitzvahs that discuss Yovel. But today we'll try to focus first and foremost on the mitzvah of shofar. As we know, we're getting in Yonah Diyoma, and within 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and as we know, there are limudim relating to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah and the shofar of Yovel. Okay, but let's just start with our mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, Litkoa b'shofar ba'asiri b'tishrei shehu yom ha-kippurim. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, shene'emar, v'havarta shofar trua. So if you think about it, there seem to be three mitzvos relating that have shofar in it. There's the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right, we didn't get there yet. That's counted later on in Pinchas, I think. There's the shofar of Bahaloscha, Uvahareosa, Machatzotros. Are you part of blowing and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ei Sara? And here, number three, shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Tavir Shavar B'chol Ha'atzachem, Ukrasim Dror V'chulu V'yadua. And says the Chinuch, it is known, Shem Mitzvah Satakia B'yom Zeh. What is the purpose of this mitzvah? The Rambam and the Chinuch count Tekiyah Shofar as a separate mitzvah saseh. What is the purpose? So, the Chinuch says, Mitzvah Tekiyah hi lefarsem cheirus kol eved ivri, sheyetzi ben chorin b'li damim. There are various halachos that kick in by Yovel, as we're going to talk about a number of them in the coming days. The Chinuch and the Rambam both pick one. There's a special connection between Shofar and the Avadim going free. They don't say, blow shofar and all the fields go back to their original owner. Even though that also happens. Blow shofar and there's an isser of working the land. They don't say that. They specifically say there's a connection between shofar and the freeing of the abadim. That is why the Mefarshim pointed out the Rambam does not have a separate mitzvah of freeing one's slaves in Yovel. There is no separate mitzvah. Even though there is a separate mitzvah, B'ez Hashem, which we will get to later, that has to do with the land. Mitzvah, in a couple of days, Shin Lamed Tes. There's an Isser to sell one's land forever. Right, Litzvisas, that's the return in Yovel. That's an Isser Daraisa. And Shin Mem, 340, it's a Mitzvah Saseh of Hashavas Karka Balam B'Yovel. So the Rambam counts the Hashava of Karka separately, but not the Hashava of Avadim separately. The Mefarshim point out why. Because the Rambam and the Chinuch both think that Avadim is just an outgrowth and a result of the blowing of the shofar. And he counts shofar. So really included in this mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Avadim going free as well. So again, V'yadua she'mitzvah satakiyah b'yom zeh, the mitzvah satakiyah is lafarsim cheres kol eved ivri, to let everybody know, to publicize the freedom of every eved ivri. She'yetzi ben chorin b'li damim, he goes free. Every Jewish slave goes free b'li damim without having to pay for it. If he wants to go free anytime earlier, then he has to do giraon, and pay back whatever years are left. But during Yovel, automatically they go free. This is what the Rambam says as well, in Mitzvahs Aseh Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Rambam says, Tzivanu litkoa b'shofar b'asiri b'tishrei mishanazu v'lekro b'chol arzoseinu dror la'avadim v'latzeis kol eved ivri l'cheiris b'li pidyon. Interesting, if you would just read this Rambam, you'd think, what's he giving Tamei HaMitzvahs for? Shofi, blow shofar, because the Torah tells you to blow shofar. The Rambam says no. The Rambam is not saying that this is not Tamei HaMitzvahs. This is the halachic mechanism that is connected to the freeing of the slaves. You blow the shofar, and the slaves go free. And this is what is meant. And then following that, Following that, even though in the middle you have the Kiddush Mishnas HaChamishim Shana, the Rambam counts that as a separate mitzvah, then Ukrasim Dror Baris Lachol Yoshveha. That's how the Rambam reads the text, reads the Torah, that you blow shofar, and in that way, Dror, freedom, would be able to be achieved for these. The Rambam continues. Actually, let's go back to the Chinuch, because the Chinuch is going to quote it, but that is the Chinuch and the Rambam. Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah also says this on Daf Chavav. Rashi says, Ditkiyaso biyovel, lo letfila, the lo lezikaron. This is not for tefillah, this is not to remember. What's he contrasting that to? He's lo letfila, he's contrasting that to the Rosh Hashanah shofar, the lo lezikaron, that could also might be Rosh Hashanah, that also might be the Baloscha, the other ones, Ela lesimin shiluach avadim v'hashmatas mechira sados. Rashi throws in mechira sados, but the Rambam and the Chinuch only have avadim, which is the first point of Rashi. Who argues there is a daya of the Meiri? The Meiri quoting the Ravid in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavtes. The Meiri says, "V'chein im higiyu rachamav lios kadosh bezdin laaretz lekadesh shana v'yovlos." When Bez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back our yovel and everything that has to do with Yovel, Yehei Tzrichim Litzkoa, we will have to blow, for what? Lepirsum Iser Yovel Bizria Ubashmatas Karka. The Meiri links it to the Iser of working the land. There's Iser working the land in Shemitah, which we discussed, Bez Hashem, earlier, and there's an Iser of working the land in Yovel. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, when he quotes this Meiri, Umavur, the high Shita Soveris, the Be'inan Tekiya, Lefarsim, Iser Zriya, the Gamash Mada Sados, Mashma, that unless you blow shofar, you wouldn't have the Iser of Zriya. So that's an amazing shita that's very different than the Rambam and the Chinuch. Okay, that's point number one that we have. What is the purpose of the shofar? Either connected to the drawer, the freedom of the servants, or the Meiri says, Shritas Karka. Vayter, Misharshi HaMitzvah. What is the shorash behind this mitzvah? What's the reason behind this mitzvah? Levisha Yadua, says the Chinuch, it is known. This is a somewhat quoted Sefer HaChinuch reason. Ki kal ha-shofar to'orer lev b'nei adam im l'shalom im l'melchama. Human beings, we need external stimuli. We need psych-up music to get us in the mood. Right before a sports game, they play a lot of music. Why do they play loud music? Because you want to get psyched up. You want to get the players, the fans psyched up. Loud noise, or certain types of noise, I should say, gets people in the mood. So too, for shofar, we need a stimuli in order to motivate and make sure that we free our slaves. Im l'shalom im l'melchama. And that's similar. People quote the Sefer Chinuch in Yonah D'Yoma relating to Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah, as we hear the shofar during Elul, that also is to'orer lev b'nei adam, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuva. But here specifically, v'inyin shiluach ha'eved, sha'aved es adonav zman rav, sending away one slave, hu kashem ma'od b'nei adonav. It's very hard. It's hard to free a servant. He's worked for me. He's not going to pay me back. I bought him as an Eved. He's supposed to work for me until he can pay back his debts, whatever the reason is. So I'm going to set him free for nothing? It's difficult. Al-Kain, that's why Hashem says, you know what? Let's do something to motivate you, to inspire you. Al-Kain, lo'orer leva brios ala inyan, ulechazek nafsham, to awaken the hearts of brios, ulechazek nafsham, and to strengthen their souls, ulehazhiram ala mitzvah, and to be masu them on the mitzvah. B'shamam es kol ha-shofar, when they hear it, what do? Says the Chinuch, bir osam, ki davar ha-shovehu, v'chal ha-aretz, v'hashakol osam kein. What happens with the shofar? They hear it and they realize, everybody's doing it. Not only me, everybody's freeing their slaves. Nistavinos, it's a mitzvah that we have to do. So then it's going to be easier for them. Why? She'en davar she'yechazek libos b'nei adam k'mo maisa harabim. There's nothing like knowing that everybody else is in the same boat. Everybody else is in the same boat. Ukamamar Chacham, like the Chacham says, Tsar Rabim Nechama. As we would say in English, misery loves company. Right? Tsar Rabim. If the Rabim of Tsaris, that already makes it easier for each Yachid within the Rabim. If there's somebody, an individual, going through a difficult situation, that's hard. But if a lot of people are going through it, it makes it easier, b'meila, because there is a tzibur. Tsa'ar rabim nechama, and that's the idea of being menachem aveilim. They shouldn't be alone. They shouldn't be wallowing in their sorrow. Right? We want to make them and feel as part of the tzibur. That's tsa'ar rabim nechama. So when people hear the shofar, it won't be so hard for them because they'll realize that everybody everybody has to do this. And even before we continue, there's another interesting source. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points this out in one of his sichos. The Yerushalmi says that Bnei Yisrael, right when they were leaving Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a couple of mitzvahs. Right when they were leaving Mitzrayim. Which mitzvahs did they get? Which couldn't wait? So we know a few mitzvahs couldn't wait till Maimon Har Sinai. We got a few in Mara. Right, we got Paraduma, Kibbutz of Aim, Shabbos, all the different suggestions. But there's another mitzvah. The Yerushalmi says couldn't wait until they got out. They had to get it right now. What was that? Shiluach Havadim. The mitzvahs of Shiluach Havadim. Ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Out of all the mitzvahs, that's so exciting. The laws at the beginning of Parshat Mishpatim, that he's right, says that Mishpatim. The answer is, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, yes. Because this is a hard mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that it's a hard mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the moment that we were freed, at the moment that we knew what it felt like to be a freed slave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you a mitzvah of Shiluach Havadim. Because he wants us to remember that feeling. If he gives it to us, then we understand it from the Eved's perspective. And we obviously it's different. The Mitzrayim were illegally subjugating us. And we're talking about a case which is legal, and it's a halachically recognized relationship. Afal pi kein, the idea of Shiluach Havadim, the emotional element, is similar, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Dafka gave the mitzvah of Shiluach Havadim on our way out of Mitzrayim. Good, continuing. Gamo Eved Ba'atzmo, Miss O'Rare Lotzeis, Kechola Avad, Mitachazi Rabo Asher Ahev. Also, as we know, there are circumstances where the Eved doesn't want to leave. Right? We know. Eved Nirtza, Ahavtias Adoni, I want to stay, do I really have to leave? So not only will the Adon be inspired to let his slave go free, to let his servant, again, I don't like to say slave, because slavery always has negative connotations. Servitude. Avdus and Hilchas Avadim. Just read Hilchas Avadim. We'll realize it's not slavery. Hilchas servitude. After all, if there's only one pillow in the house, the Eved gets it, not the Adon. The Eved gets to eat. Right? There's a difference between the slavery in the colloquial understanding and the servitude in Avdus. The Gemara says, Komasha kona Eved kona Adon la'atzmo. Really, it's the opposite. If you buy an Eved, so then you really bought an Adon, because there is so much responsibility that the Adon really has to the Eved. So the Eved himself might want to stay. It's good for him. But the shofar also helps him realize that it's time to go free. B'shamo kol shofar, mitokach ha-mitzvah, miskayemes, lashuv, hakol, bershus, Adon, hakol. Everything goes back. Servants, avadim, go free. Dini ha-mitzvah. Good, let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Who, when, where, kigon. The Eiza shofar tokum yom zeh. Which type of shofar? The Eiza bracha mevarachin ba. Which bracha do you say? Ukvar amru, sechonu lebracha. It's discussed at the end of Mizrachas Rosh Hashanah. Shava hayova le Rosh Hashanah letkiyo lebrachas. The Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that the shofar that they blow on Rosh Hashanah is shaveh to the shofar of Yovel. Right? Similar rules and regulations of the shofar. Upamitz the shofar to Rosh Hashanah, and as we know, we'll talk there more about exactly what, which type of shofar we use, etc. Umikal makom, even though they're similar though, afapisha amru zechonu lebracha shaveneim, chiluk sas yesh peneim, there's still a difference. What's the difference? There's really two differences between the shofar of Rosh Hashanah every year and the shofar of Yovel Yom Kippur. What happens if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So we know you don't blow shofar. If there's a Bezdin, Sanhedrin, then you would blow shofar there. But we don't have a Bezdin, we don't have a Sanhedrin, and therefore no shofar. Yovel, Tokea kol yachid v'yachid, kozman shebezdin yoshvin. Everybody blows as long as there is a Bezdin. Bein b'fnei Bezdin, bein shalom b'fneihem. As long as there is a Bezdin, one can blow shofar, even shalom b'fnei Bezdin. That's what the Gemara says. That is a difference. So if you look closely at the Chinuch, he's really saying two differences. Number one, only in Bezdin or even shalom b'fnei Bezdin. And also, what type of chiv is this? What type of chiv is this? Is it a chovas hayachid, as we would call it? Or a chovas hatzibur? Just to contrast, the previous Mishnah, what did the Chinuch say explicitly? This is a mitzvah incumbent upon Bezdin. Beginning of the mitzvah yesterday. Nimsar lebezdin agadol klomar asanhedrin. He does not say that here. He does not say that here. What does he say at the end of the mitzvah? Skip to the end of the mitzvah for a minute. V'nuhegas mitzvah zu beret Yisrael. We'll get back to that. L'Hashem v'imavru bezdin al zevel otaga b'shofar. If Bezdin didn't blow, even if all the other halachas happened, bitzlu mitzvahs aseze, they were mevatel this asay. sounds like, if you just read that, it's upon Bezdin. It's a bittul of Bezdin. That's what the mincha, that's what the chinuch sounds like. If you look in the minchas chinuch says in the end of Os Aleph, v'hinei mitzvah zezeh chayavim kol echad mi Yisrael lishmor kol shofar b'yom kippurim shoyovel. Every Jew is a chovas hayachid. The chinuch didn't explicate. He just said a bezdin doesn't blow. But says the minchas chinuch, every Jew has to hear it. V'im aver v'lo shama bitel mitzvah zezeh shal Torah. If they didn't hear it, this is a chovas hayachid, says the minchas chinuch, even though it's not 100% clear from the chinuch. That which the chinuch said, v'im avru bezdin sarachian. I don't understand. This isn't upon Bezdin. To call Echad Yisrael over, but I say Kamosha Kasafti v'zeh Pasha. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered. Why is it that the Chinuch has a lashon of Bezdin? Really, it applies to every Yachid as well. The other issue in the formulation of the mitzvah is Yachid versus Rabin, but also an issue that the Minchas Chinuch glossed over, and that is if you look in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. Actually, first we'll finish the Yachid versus Sibur issue. The Rambam has a very unusual and enigmatic formulation. The Rambam says in Yud in Shmita v'Yovel, mitzvah zase let's call up a shofar ba'asiri l'tishrei. Fine, mitzvah zase to blow shofar. U mitzvah zu misura lebezdin tchila. It's given over to Bezdin first. Shene emar v'ha'avartem sofar trua. It's singular. Singular is only always Bezdin. Mitzvah zu, given over to Bezdin. V'kol yachid v'yachid chayev litzkoa. What's the Rambam mean? Mitzvah zu misura lebezdin tchila. V'kol yachid v'yachid chayev litzkoa. So he's trying to like say, it starts with Bezdin, the mechayiv is the Bezdin obligation, and then memela step two is every individual Jew. He says, beferish, every Jew, kol yachid v'chayev, kol yachid v'yachid chayev litzkoa. But the first line, he says, first it starts with Bezdin, and then it goes to the every Jew. So that's an important Rambam to analyze Yud and Shemitah. But then we get to the other issue, and this is discussed sometimes this time of year. And that is the Rambam that I just read says, Mitzvah Zaseh Litkoa Bishofar. Look in the Rambam, in the Mitzvah Zaseh, in the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam says, Kuflam and Zayin, Shet Sivanu Litkoa Bishofar Ba'asiri. What does the Rambam say in Sefer HaMitzvah? Kuf elsewhere, when he talks about the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says in Mitzvah Aseh Kuf Ayin, Shetzivanu Lishmoa Kol Shofar. We are commanded to hear the Kol Shofar, B'yom Rishon. The Radvaz, other Achronim, number of Achronim point out, the Rambam seems to have a different conceptual understanding of this, even though the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah has Limudim, and we learn out how many shofar blows we need at Rosh Hashanah from shofar of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, even though there are comparisons in conceptually, there's a different mitzvah. In Yovel, the mitzvah is for each person to blow the shofar. Every Yachav Yachan has to blow the shofar. Afilu shalom b'fnei Bezdin, as long as there is a Bezdin. The Rambam says that clearly. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, as we know, the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. The Rambam says that both in Hilchos Shofar and in Sefer HaMitzvot. The Radvaz picks up on this. The Radvaz in Aleph Tuf Lamed, 1430. The Radvaz was asked this question. He says, yes. Pashtav the Hamasis, and he says that there is a difference. Umitapal Ginu Harav Bitarti Mashma, the Tre Mili Ikabin Rashon Yom Kippurim Linina Yachid, Yovel da Alma, Kol Yachav Yachad Chayavut Koa, Ubarash Hashanah, In Yachav Yachad Chayavut Koa, Elishmoa. The Ravan says this. It's a difference between the mitzvah of Shmia and the mitzvah of Tekia. Halamata, Kia mitzvah be Yovel, Bitkia, Barash Hashanah, Bishmia. That's why the Rambam did it. The Efshar, and then he says, the Radvaz says, the Efshar, if you don't let me cry, it could be that the Rambam got this from the Psukim. What's the language by Rosh Hashanah? Yom Teruah, a day of blowing. Who says that you have to hear? Who says that you have to hear? Yom Teruah describes the day. Umashma yielachem. Mikom makom, ben aydei tkiya, ben aydei shmiya. Doesn't matter. Vatkeh ba'atzmo bishmiya hunafik. Avo b'yom ha-kippurim, what does it say? You shall taviru shofar, v'havarta shofar trua, mashmash esarach letzkoa mamish, v'lo neskabla, zereshava, you only compare them el inyin at tkiyas v'abrachos, kidem mashmash pasha demas nisan. And therefore, there's a difference between Shmiyah and Tkiyah. Even if you want to say Yom Kippur, you're Yotzei, but Shmiyah, Ikar HaMitzvah is B'Tkiyah. And then he says, interestingly, it's possible, I don't know for sure, says the Radvaz, but it's possible that even though we make the bracha of Lishma Kol Shofar, by Yovel, they made the bracha of Litkoa B'Shofar. Because the mitzvah might be Tkiyah and not Shmiyah. That is the Radvaz. Skipping for a moment, Midini HaMitzvah, continuing now, back to Komach Amr Zachron Lavracha. We'll get back to this Braisa. Kimashon Vayom HaKippurim. Interesting, the Gemara describes a limbo period in the beginning of Yovel. The shofar was blown. When did the Avadim go free? Yom Kippur. What do you mean? That's 10 days into the Yovel year. From Rosh Hashanah, already the Avadim are in limbo. The Chinuch quotes the Braisa, Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches. May Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom HaKippurim. Hayu Avadim Ochlin Veshosin Usmechin Veis Adonam. The Avadim were free. They were sitting and eating and drinking and being happy. Lo niftan lo badam, they didn't go home yet. V'lo ha'adam mishtabi b'hem. But the adam couldn't be mishtabi them yet anymore. Couldn't work them. Kiva shigei Yom Kippur, shofar blew, they went out. All the achronim get into the act. What is this status? This limbo period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Are they free but, or are they still mishubid but? Right? Big nafkaminis. Could that Eved Ivri still marry a Shifcha Kananis? Right? An Eved Ivri maker did his mutter b'Shifcha Kananis. Because there's that mutter during that time. Rav Yashav formulates this as Tosefes. Tosefes. It's like the halacha of Tosefes. It's not really Shabbos, but it really is Shabbos. It's like Tosefes. It's a limbo period. That's a fascinating issue where it, what the status is. Just to end off with something that many of you might be thinking, and that is, of course, this mitzvah is the basis for what we do at the end of Yom Kippur. And it comes from a Sefer HaManhig. Sefer HaManhig, one of the less known Rishonim in Hilchos Yom Kippur, says, Kazav Rabbeinu Haigon, Ki Mina Kol Yisrael, Litzkoa B'Shofer B'Motzoa Yom HaKippurim, V'lo Mishem Chova, Ela Zecher LiYovel. Why do we blow Shofer at the end of Rosh Hashanah? So we say, because to symbolize Hashem, Shechina went back up to Shemayim, but really, in the Rishonim, what the reason is, Zecher to the shofar that they blew on Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, Shneamar, by Yom HaKippurim, Taviyu Shofar B'chol Artzachem, or La'arbi V'Sasatan. As many, many actions that we do at this time of year. The Mani quotes either Yovel or La'arbi V'Sasatan, and then he quotes his Braisa. Then he said, V'alkein anu osim zos atzkiya b'kippurim Zecher l'Yovel, shahayu osim kach b'zman abayis, sheyibane b'mher of Yamenu. Amen. And then he discusses, Vanira Isi Makomos, She'ein Osen El Tzkiyah Achas Bilvad. I saw some that only blow one blast. Tzkiyah Gedolah, which I think is the more the prevalent minag in Chutzlar, is to blow one. The year Eli, but says the Manig, Bein Laman Da'am Rezecha Leyova, Bein Laman Da'am Rezecha Leyova, Satan, Tzorech Lasos Tashrat, Simen Echad Shalem. You got to do the whole Tiyah Shvarim Shvut Tzkiyah. That's the minag in many places in Eretz Yisrael. That is what the Manig says, and that is our minag to blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. Zecher to this mitzvah, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, will be able to actually do this mitzvah and blow it, not just as a zecher, but as Me'ikar Adin. Mencha is...